Welcome back to Daf in Depth. Brachas Daf Nun Vav. On Amr Beis, around halfway down the Amr. Amr Rav Chanan, Shalai Shloimeis Hain. And Rashi says, there are three types of peace. Shalai Shloimeis HaMevasrim Shalom. There are three dreams that a person could have that give him the idea that there will be Shalom, there will be peace. What are those three things? Back to the Gemara, Nahar, Tzipar, Ukedera, a river, a bird, and a pot. And the Gemara goes on and brings Psukim to back up this Memra. What does this mean? Nahar, Tzibar, and Kedera. How do they signify Shalem? So there are many, many different Pshatim that are brought in the Mefarshim on this Gemara. This is one famous Vart from Mordechai Benet, brought in his Sefer and brought in other Sefarim. Chassam Sefer brings it down here in Brachis, that he says, what does a pot do? A pot takes Eish, fire, Mayim, water, which are total opposites. Mayim puts out fire, and fire evaporates the water. And how could they coincide together? Only with a pot. You put water in the pot, and the fire underneath the pot, the fire cooks the water, and the pot brings together these two total opposites to live side by side. And there's a famous saying that the Welt says that you better make sure that you don't look like the pot. Don't get yourself black by trying to mix into a machlekes that you're not able to solve. If you're going to get involved, try your best to stay clean and don't get pushed to one side over the other. Then you have the Ksav Sofer in Parshas Nasai, who brings a medrash that says, Shalem b'chnisascha, shalem b'yitiyascha, shalem im kol adam. He's going on the pasuk of Yasim l'cha shalem and Birchas Kayanim. And the Medrash says there are three different places where there should be shalom. B'chnisascha, when you enter, b'yitziyascha, when you exit, and imkal adam, there should be shalom with all people. And he brings this Gemara to explain that there are three types of shalom. The shalom bayis, and he brings a pasuk, toiv pascha reva, mi bayis mole zivche riv. It's better to have dry bread than a house full of machlekes. Then there's shalom with the people of your neighborhood, the people of your city that you live with. And there's also shalom with the rest of the world, all the other people that you interact with. And that is what these three things are talking about. The kedera is a siman for shalom bayis. A person eats from the same kedera and the same pot as the other people in his house. The nahar is signifying the people that are local. Streams are local, rivers are local, they don't connect you to the rest of the world. And that's a greater madriga of shalom than just shalom bayis. Not only are you in peace with the people that you live with in your home, you're at peace with your neighbors and the people of your city. But then the next madriga is tzipar. A tzipar travels from place to place and flies around the world. That signifies that a person should be b'shalom with the whole world. He shouldn't have any people that are his enemies and that don't get along with him. And that's what the Medrash is saying. Shalom mechnisascha, that's shalom bayis. Shalom b'yitziyascha, that's when you go out of your house with the people in your city. Then you have shalom imkal adam, you should be b'shalom with everybody. And then there's one more pshat that I saw, very interesting, from the Tchilas Mordechai, Zer Mordechai Berzhaner. His name was Abshalom Shadron, and he says that there are people that are very poor, and they have to have Shalom and Achtos, and that's signified by a Nahar. Naharos are small, they have small streams that all get together and come together to join one big flowing river. Then you have Ashirim, rich people, that are flying with success. They're all the way up to the sky, so to speak. They have to have Shalom as well, and that's the Tzipar. The tzipor that flies in the sky. Then you have the kedera. The kedera is misached, the eish and the mayim, because the eish, the teva, is for it to go up, and the mayim, its teva, is to go down. And they come together in the pat, and they bring all the people together, the poor people, the rich people, and that is the tzipor and the nohar and the kedera. Have a wonderful day.